Hey.
What up?
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome, if it's your first time.
Oh, yeah.
To the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes.
Where we make out all things.
Love, life, and laughter, y'all.
Yes. I am your host, Gabrielle, along with my handsome husband.
Thank you, Shouty.
Chad, your other host.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Love you, too.
Yeah. So, I'm going to fix Gabrielle real quick. Why don't you scoot over this way, Shouty, a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, well, yeah, I need to get my...
Yeah, because her microphone, every time she talks into her microphone, she's like, she looks like...
Well, first of all, the table is 3 feet away from us.
Be careful with the coffee. All right, so y'all get to be here as we situate things. yeah, so...
Oh, my goodness, you guys. So, I don't even remember the last time we came and talked to y'all. I feel like so much has happened.
Yes, it's been a little while.
It's been a minute.
Been a minute, but it's been a good minute.
Yeah, it has.
Hopefully y'all been well. So you want me to go ahead and cue?
Yeah, cue the music, Shouty.
All right. Yo.
All right. We back up in this piece, man.
Yes.
You guys, when you're listening to this, tomorrow will be November.
It's
Isn't
crazy.
That the craziest thing?
Which is the,
That's where I say this every month,
it's
but
crazy.
It's just so crazy. It's almost Christmas.
It's the craziest thing that is almost November. But what that also means is that it's almost the year 2020.
Yep.
Which will be a few things. Two kids of ours will be 2 years old and 7 years old.
Crazy.
And we will be attending our 20-year high school reunion.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
That's the craziest thing ever, that you are that old, sweetie.
Honey, you older than me, so you better get your
Oh,
life.
And all of a sudden, I'm older than you.
You are older than me. Which all 18 days,
you need
okay?
to respect my authority.
Dang, 20-year. Here's my theory with reunions. So if anybody is out there and you just went to like your 10-year reunion, how was that? Because honestly, I feel like in the day and age we're in now, you see what everybody is up to on social media anyway.
You really do.
So it's like, if it's not for Facebook or Instagram or in our case YouTube, it's like, what I need to see you for at this reunion? Girl, I was just looking at your page the other day. So I would be curious to know, because it's been 10 years since we went to our last one, and things weren't quite as... I don't think there was no Instagram 10
yeah.
years ago, was there?
And I didn't
or it get, just started.
And I didn't even get to go, because I actually went overseas.
Yeah. We had Facebook, so it was kind of like that, but it wasn't to the
it
magnitude.
It wasn't the way it is now.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, our 10-year reunion, we weren't married. Or mm-hmm. even...
Were we talking yet?
We were talking.
We were talking.
But we weren't, like, even engaged yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, we weren't talking because, actually, I believe that when I went to the reunion, you had ghosted me.
That was during
the period of time where Babe ghosted me for 6 months.
I was in Afghanistan.
If you've never heard the story, we have a video about it on our YouTube channel, Gay Babe TV.
We'll have to put that in the show
notes.
You can
watch our story and...
Yes.
Learn how we came to be, but it did involve Babe ghosting me for 6 months.
She deserved it, Shouty.
I definitely did not deserve it. I'd be glad I decided to extend the olive branch, okay? Or else we wouldn't even be
you
here.
You ought to be glad that that I made you fall in love with me, Shouty. You welcome.
I can't do it.
Are you welcome, Shouty?
So anyway, if you've been to a reunion lately, let me know how did it go. Like, what was the attendance? Did a lot of people come? Because then I'm like, how many people are really going to come? Like, our high school, like, our graduating class was pretty large.
Pretty large. So it's like... You know, so you just wonder. Now, I guess, here's my thing. I guess if it's put on
well, yeah,
then I think people will show up and have a good time, right? But if it's just like acting like, hey, let's meet it, you know, at the bar down on, you know,
yeah, and
38
I feel like
in Lafayette.
I
mean,
feel
people
like that's
are like,
what
okay.
the class of 99 did. Like, they went somewhere, like this random bar lounge situation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's all what y'all did for the reunion? But I don't know. Times have changed. Maybe reunions don't hold the weight that they used to. Because you think about it, a reunion is like, you had no way in really keeping in contact with
people. I guess who pays for it?
That's a great question. I think, like, do we pay for, like, does the class itself pay for? Because I don't think the school has anything to do with it.
No, I don't think
the
school does either. So I think, I don't know.
That's really interesting. Really,
we know the class president, so we can.
Yeah, interesting. I feel like we should just do, like, a reunion cruise or something. Like, let's go on a trip or something like that. Like, that would be a lot of fun.
You're going to be stuck on a boat with a bunch of people?
I mean, well, I'll be stuck with you. Well, I'm saying some people that I like.
Then you'd be like, ugh, I didn't like you in high school. I got to look at your.
There is nobody that I can think of that I didn't like in high school that I still don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about the little things that you, the issues you had with people back in high school, it's honestly because you either didn't take the time to get to know them, or there was, like, an incident, or they were mean to
or
you,
y'all just didn't click.
Or you just didn't click, because you don't have to click with everybody. So, yeah, anyway, this show is not about reunions, contrary to popular belief.
It's not about reunions, but let's, before we get into the topic.
Oh, question time.
Question time.
What
so,
did I say this segment was called? Question of the day. Shout out to Hula Sugar.
Okay.
You're an OG YouTuber.
I don't remember who did it last, but you can pick, Shadi. You pick the number.
Okay. What does it go up to?
It goes up to...
Does it go up to 200? Let's do 200.
No, it does like 290.
Okay.
One.
200.
200. Okay. 200, Shadi. Here we go. 200,
Shundo. Ooh.
An eccentric millionaire offers to donate a large sum of to charity if you step naked from a car onto a busy downtown street and walk four blocks before getting back into the vehicle. If you knew there'd be no danger of physical abuse, how big a donation would it take to get you to do it? What if you knew your stroll would be posted online?
Absolutely not. I mean, if I was going... Okay, that's horrible. This is probably going to make me sound really bad, but if you're going to give me $1 million, I might reconsider it. But if it's just going to a charity, I got to put my whole body out there. That sounds really horrible, though, doesn't it? Does it sound selfish I would do it for me, but not for charity?
Well, it sounds weird that...
I mean, because I could get the money, and then I could distribute it.
It sounds weird that a freaking
millionaire wants
you to walk down the block naked. What kind of weird stuff you into, bro?
Did it say one block or four blocks?
Four blocks.
Oh, four blocks is a long time. Yeah, if I'm going to put my whole situation...
That's at least a 10-minute walk.
...out on the World Wide Web. I mean, y'all see a lot, but y'all ain't seen all of that. If I'm going to put my whole life out there like that, my whole body and soul, I need the $1 million. And I probably need, like, $5 million. So, I mean, I would probably take $1 million. But... I would take $1 million. You wouldn't walk down the street naked for $1 million. I would make you.
Four blocks.
Four blocks.
You sound funny.
I promise you I would.
Here's
$1 million that we get to have. Not for charity.
$1 million. Man, that's not even worth it.
You don't think so?
Here's my thing. Do I get to wear some nice walking shoes? Do I get some like Dr. Scholl's or like, you know, some kind of like...
No, you got to be barefoot, support? Adam and Eve style, just out there.
Is it after the fruit they ate? So they wear some leaves? Or is it before the fruit?
Okay. So here's the thing that you have to think about. I guess, how comfortable and confident are you in your body for it to be out on the World Wide Web? Like, I mean, it's people that do this every day. For a fraction of $1 million, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that would probably have to deal with, like, the comfortability. I mean, folks gonna talk, but, hey, I done had two kids out in these streets. This is 100% mom bod right now, because I ain't got nothing nipped and tucked yet, but thank you.
Don't worry, it's highly enjoyed.
Thank you. But I don't know, maybe for a man, like, because there's not really much you can compare boobs on women. But, like, if you're a mom, you probably gonna have some mom boobs. Like, that's the thing. But with guys, people would be subject to talk about your package, the size of it, how was it hanging. Like, that might be a bit more.
Because I don't think there's such thing as a dad penis. No. Oh, he's got a dad penis. Like, what? That doesn't make no sense. What?
Oh, y'all, that just took me out. You're right. Ain't no such thing. But I can claim that the two kids made me look like this, okay? The stretch marks, the saggy boobs, pooch.
I'm good with what I got. So, you good with what I got?
I'm great with what you got.
Exactly.
But
I'm just saying, so.
Oh, because it could have went a whole nother way. That's a whole nother topic.
That's hilarious.
blessed and highly favored. Okay, let's just say that.
God is good.
All the time. Yeah, so yes. I don't know about that. What would you guys do? Would you walk down the street with all of your everything out for $1 million?
All of your everything.
For charity.
For charity. Let's
because
keep
that
it.
Was the question. For charity. For charity. But also, would you do it for you? Like, if you had the money to distribute how you wanted to. I like that option.
We're
going to
see a whole bunch of no and yes. No and yes.
Yes. No, yes. No,
no
yes.
Yes. No, yes. No, yes.
I love you, charity, but hey, yeah. I got the game from this, too.
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, if you got to live with the whatever repercussions of doing
that, man. At least let me be debt free up in this mug with it. I mean, $1 million ain't going to set you up for life, but it'll pay off the good debt.
Pay off the good
it'll
debt.
It'll pay off our house.
Invest a little bit of some money.
Exactly. It'll set you up
set
nicely.
You up. That's right.
So, anyway, that's all right. We'll just make $1 million.
There you go.
How about that? Let's make $1 million.
We're going to make $1 million.
We're almost there.
And then we can walk around the house naked.
I do that. Well, I don't walk around the house naked now anymore because kids.
When the kids are asleep.
When the kids are asleep. Oh, you guys, let's talk about the fact that we finally got Chad Jr. out of our bed.
Yes.
And this is ridiculous. He is 6 years old. He'll be 7 in January. And he has had this, I feel like ever since we switched him to a toddler bed, it just went downhill and we never recovered.
He just wakes up.
Like.
And instead of just going back to sleep, he just comes in the room and just comes in and goes to sleep with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so now he's turned into like a ninja. So like
he just tiptoes,
you know,
in.
Tiptoes in,
and we don't even hear
him. We don't hear him. Nothing. He's tucked in, freaking, you know, just snoring away by the time we wake up.
It's ridiculous.
But now Gabriel had the really good idea of saying, you know what, we're not gonna lock your door, buddy, because we don't want to have him feeling trapped or being scared because he's locked in his room. And I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. Plus, if he has to go to the restroom, he's old enough to get up and go to the bathroom and go back to his room. So
we said, okay. So she was like, okay, so we're going to lock our door, buddy. Mm-hmm. And that has actually been about a week now, week
it's
and a half.
Been the best thing ever.
And I think he's tried to open it one time, but that was at like 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it was fine because it was time to get up anyways.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, outside of that, he said he got up one time and he came in, he tried to open it, it didn't open, so he went back to his bed.
Back to his bed, yeah. So now he makes sure he has, like, his little toys in there. The one rule he asked if he could bring his iPad, and I was like, nope, iPad stays downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get up and you can't go back to sleep, you're in your room. So if you want to grab a toy or a book or just lay there, whatever, until you can fall back asleep, feel free. Just don't come up out this mug until it's morning time.
Exactly.
So it's been great. So
it's
far,
been great.
So
he's
good.
Doing
so
really
now
well.
I can sleep naked, which is awesome.
Which is very awesome.
And sometimes you just got to let her breathe, okay?
You just never know where you're handling up. You know, you just never know where you're handling. I mean, that's what we're talking about. All right, moving on.
Moving right along.
Yes.
So we figured that we would talk about a big shift that has happened in our lives, because it has been our lives.
Absolutely.
And if you follow us on the vlog, then you are probably already know what we're talking about. Well, you already know because you saw the title of the podcast.
Yes.
But babe, you want to share your
news?
How
many days has it been, yo?
That's a really good question.
What day did I go to that movie?
What day did
I'm about
you
to
go
look.
To that movie?
About to look real quick.
Oh, my goodness. Babe was supposed to be on this. September 16th. Sheesh.
Okay.
Google Flowers to the rescue.
Thank you, Google Flowers.
So,
yes.
It was a Monday, September 16th.
Yes.
Was the last day that you had.
The last day that I actually ate any meat. Mm-hmm. And I have had some few dairy items, very few and far between. Mm-hmm. Like, it's only been maybe a handful, and a couple accidentals, but I've not had meat since September 16th. It is now October 29th, so
crazy.
Which is the craziest thing ever to think about.
It is the craziest thing because that is actually the same day that I stopped breastfeeding.
Yeah, so Reagan has not had any booby milk, titty milk since then.
It was funny, we did it at the same time. Not on purpose.
It just kind of happened and I went and watched this movie. But no, I went and watched the movie called The Game Changers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Netflix now, so if y'all want to check it out, a really good documentary, regardless if you want to try to go vegan or not, that doesn't matter, it's still a really good one. I went and watched it because I'm a fan of, you know, Arnold and anything that he touches. I think he's, you know, definitely a good producer and an actor. So I wanted to see what he was doing. And man, I came home from that. It was the craziest thing. I was sitting in the theater. I had no clue that movie theater butter is vegan. Mm-hmm. At least the one that our movie theater. Someone didn't silence their phone.
No, I did. It's my iPad ringing. I'm like, I know I silenced my phone.
But yeah. I hadn't silenced my iPad. But yeah, so I had no clue that our movie theater close to us, that the butter is vegan. Mm. And I'm guessing that could be an option at most theaters. Maybe that they wanted to provide a butter that's, you know, that people that have dairy issues can still have.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there with my bucket of popcorn and some M&Ms, which are not vegan. I do know that. And I'm looking around all these people like, where is your popcorn, bro?
Right.
Like, you ain't got no pretzel? I know you want a pretzel. The pretzel and cheese here is amazing. And I was just like, okay, it's weird. And then I watched the movie. And then after, as I'm watching the movie, I start kind of hiding my popcorn.
You felt some kind of way.
Every time I take an M&M, I'm like, man, this vegan chocolate's really good, bro. You got some of that? But no, it's I came home that night. I was like, sweetheart, I'm gonna try this vegan thing. And she looked at me like, okay.
Right. I was like, there's no way.
I'm sure you are, vegan. Honey.
No way.
And I said, the only meat I want is yours, baby. That's what I said. That's what I said. And, but yeah, so, but with that, has been some challenges, you know, like not fully knowing, having to eat things that I didn't think I liked before, because I wouldn't try. Like, I would never get a veggie sub, ever.
Ever. Mugs. That's what I get.
Yeah, that's what she gets. I wouldn't even take a bite of it. Mm-hmm. Now, the Mugs is amazing. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah. So, but
how do you feel? Like,
You know what? Now that I'm finally, I think, figuring it out, because at first it was hard to figure out, like, what can I eat? Then I started eating just like junk stuff because, you know, eat a lot of processed stuff. And I think I've slowly been eating less of that processed stuff and eating more salads and veggies. And I'm learning. But it the first thing, and people say that when you switch vegan or something like that, a lot of times you go for the processed stuff, right? Because
it's the easiest.
It's the easiest, yeah. Right? And so, you know, but honestly, I did feel instant energy. Mm-hmm. I had this almost like a fog for the first like week where it was just like this enlightened. Like I was just like,
yeah, but you tell me you heard clear or something.
Yes,
or
man. It was the weirdest thing, man. I felt like this like clarity. It was so weird. No, seriously. It was so weird.
Yeah.
I had like this clarity and I think it was just my body, you know, cleansing, but then also, you know, just maybe it could have been affecting like my hormones and, you know, affecting
just a bunch of things.
Yeah. Chemicals in my body.
Yeah.
And, but no, it's crazy. I mean, like, you know, I get the, like, I'm more regular. So get that out the way. But I'm more regular. I mean, like that's, I have not lost a pound at all. Yeah. I'm at the exact same weight,
but you are leaner,
but I am leaner. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have like my little dad gut that I was getting that it was hard to kind of get rid of.
Yeah.
But no, my energy's good. When I get to bed on time, I think I sleep pretty good.
Yeah, he was saying that you feel like you get in a deeper sleep now.
I feel like I'm actually getting a deeper sleep, which is all the things that this documentary tells you will happen for you. And I was already, you know, an animal in the you know what.
The other day, I was like, bruh, what is happening here?
But,
tap out.
Tap out.
But no, tap out. Yeah, this has definitely been a difference.
But
yeah.
That it helped even, I was already fine there, but it's helped even like, more, which okay. It says that's something that will happen.
Mm-hmm. You're saying your joints don't
Yes,
ache?
That's been the best thing, is that I literally, like, so by eating, they say by eating the dairy and the meat and stuff that it's causing inflammation in your joints. And so that when you wake up in the morning and you're stiff and, you know, going down the stairs or up the stairs, you're like, you know, you feel stiff and it, you know, lots of cracking. And I actually can carry both kids down the stairs and my knees do not pop. There's like, it's like loose. I feel, it feels good. It feels strong. Remember, I was coming off of the twisted ankle, so I still had the twisted ankle when I switched. And so I didn't play basketball for a while. I didn't do any fitness for a while. Went and played basketball. I was literally sprinting up and down the court all night long because I had unlimited energy.
Yeah.
I'm looking over my homeboys, like, and they looking at me like, "You ain't tired, bro? You are not tired?" I'm like, "No, I'm good. Let's go."
That's crazy. Like, how that can just that change.
No, it's crazy. Everything. So it's been really exciting, and I think that it's been really cool to take on something so difficult. Because it's really difficult to change your lifestyle.
It is,
you know,
a lifestyle change, and it was tough for me.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
The beginning, I was just like that first week. I was just mad, like just in a funk, but I couldn't really put my finger on what it was. So I was just like, what is going on?
I was trying to figure it out too. Like, what's wrong?
Like, I just wasn't interested. And it was so funny. Like, every time Babe was talked to me, it was something about he learned about veganism or something about the documentary.
Because I was excited.
And I was just like, oh gosh, he's getting ready to turn into one of those people. Because, you know, there are vegans and then there are the extreme. Like,
well, so
there is no other way to go. You have to do this, and it's good for the planet and the animals. It's different levels. So I was like, okay, well, what level is he going to be on? You know what I'm saying? So I had to literally, like, Google. I think I Googled, like, mad because husband is vegan or something like that, upset because husband went vegan. And surprisingly, there were tons of forums where significant others felt some kind of way because their spouse went vegan. That's and crazy. It was just interesting reading people's perspective because I didn't know how to put it into words, but it's just that thought of when you think of how you bond and connect with somebody, like we are major foodies. We go out to eat all the time.
Yes.
Like we love food. So then you're like, oh my goodness, this thing that we love to do that we bond with will never be the same because what if I want steak and potatoes or crab legs or you know what I'm saying? Like it's really different because now you have to really think about, okay, well, where can we go where he can get something? And then cooking for the whole family is a bit of a challenge because for one, we already have picky kids.
Yeah.
Reagan is getting on the picky train.
And thankfully we don't do a lot of like, we're not like the, not saying we don't want to be, but we're not like the family that like every night we cook some dinner, home cooked dinner.
No, absolutely.
Like we're
not
that family.
And when I'm cooking though, it's usually a protein, a carb, and
exactly.
a veggie.
Yeah.
So it's like, or if I'm making like a dish or a soup or something, there's always cheese, there's always dairy.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying? So it's just like reframing that and just having to accept it. Like, and the fact that he was doing something so drastic without me. I kind of felt like left out. Like, is he going to look at me differently now? Because I'm not ready to give up chicken or eggs or cheese. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he going to look at me differently? And a lot of people were expressing that too, like feeling kind of left behind when their spouse made the shift. So it was just really
interesting.
Coupled with the hormones, because I did just finish breastfeeding. So I feel like that amplified it that week. But that first week, it was really rough for me. Like, just accepting it and accepting my feelings about it, and then we talked it out.
I had no clue.
And I was like, I felt so stupid feeling that way. Like, this is the silliest thing.
But I told her,
why am
I
mad at him for doing something he wants to do to better his health? But I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't deny the way that I was feeling.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Not.
And that's something that therapy has actually taught me, is to accept our feelings. Like, a lot of times we beat ourselves up about the way we're feeling and we judge ourselves for feeling that way instead of just feeling it.
Yeah,
and
just feeling it. It's okay to feel.
And dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? So we talked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, it's
she
like it
fine.
Never even happened.
Yeah, she was
it
fine.
It was the craziest thing.
It
so
was.
Just, you know, it could happen to you if you are, you know, have a spouse that decides, you may go through a little bit of a funk, but just talk it out. You'll be good.
Exactly. But yeah, so, it was really, I was like thankful that she told me what was going on. Cause I was like, no, I mean, you don't know. I don't, it's not about, I said that, you know, for her, and I finally was able to kind of figure out why maybe it sparked my interest so much, was one, it was a really big challenge. And I love a challenge, you know, like, and you know, give, like, my last major challenge was, you know, having a kid, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, like coding was a challenge, but you know what I mean? Like lifestyle challenge, like yeah. something that like makes you change.
Something that's so fundamental.
So fundamental about yeah. your life, right? Coding was hard, but it didn't change my life in that aspect, mm-hmm. right? So so that was kind of cool. I was like, man, this would be kind of cool just to try. I've heard so many good things about it. Let me just give it a shot. But then I started thinking about deeper, like, wait, you know, thankfully God has got me covered and I don't have any of these issues and I never will. But, you know, my father, both my grandfathers, all three of them have, you know, they passed away from heart disease, mm-hmm. heart attacks or heart disease, heart failure. So, you know, and they all had diabetes. Like there was always there. So there's these line of like yeah. medical issues that run in my family that, you know, it's like when you have two older brothers, you kind of think, okay, well, it doesn't seem like they have them. So it could have skipped two generations. And then, mm-hmm. but you live with this, you know, this chip on your shoulder almost of like, or this fear, like that it's going to happen to you. Yeah. And so I was like, you know, that was one of the big, that stuck out to me so much in this documentary was how eliminating the animals and the dairy, especially the animal meat, that it lowers your risk of, you know, heart disease mm-hmm. by like, I mean, the percentage was crazy. I don't remember the percentage, but yeah. if you watch it, you'll see. And, you know, then that's why Arnold Schwarzenegger, he switched to a mostly vegan diet for the most part after his heart attack and then his mm-hmm. heart surgery. And he said his doctors say his heart has never looked better. Yeah. You know, and you know, he was,
and he's not completely like, no, he's on the weekends.
On the weekends, he eats meat, but he said he doesn't eat red meat, but very, very rarely. Mm-hmm. Like he'll eat some chicken, some fish, but that's only on the weekend. He's a vegan. Probably, he said, usually 5 to 6 days out of the week, he mm-hmm. eats vegan or plant-based. So, and then actually I wanted to throw in something too, is that as I started learning more about vegan, is that I realized that I'm actually plant-based.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm vegan because the reason I'm not going to say that, because my understanding of it, and maybe some of you are vegan and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that veganism or being vegan means that you have not only the diet benefits that you're worried about, but also like animals and, mm-hmm. you know, in the care of animals,
the whole
and
lifestyle.
The whole lifestyle of, you know, of wanting to protect the animals yeah. and the plants, all that stuff, which don't get me wrong. I love animals. I obviously want the world to, you know, be good and the environment and, you know, and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm not doing it for that reason. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it for animals, or saving the animals. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, I definitely, you know, that's not a great thing that's happening. But at the same time, that's not my main purpose of mm-hmm. eating plant-based. Really, it was about the health benefits and, you know, could I make myself healthy enough to where I can live as long as possible, mm-hmm. Outlive all three of my, you know, my father and both my grandparents. Mm-hmm. I want to outlive them by many, many years.
Yeah.
And so if I can do something that can make that happen, or help that happen, you know, maybe to show God that I'm, you know what, I'm doing my part, God, and I yeah. trust that she'll do the rest.
Yeah. it's a good point.
Yeah.
It's been interesting, man. It has been interesting, but like, I'm so proud of you because you legit did it.
That's
like
crazy.
You really, and I had no faith when he came home and said, man, I'm about to be vegan. Cause I've tried a plant-based raw diet even. I think I lasted like 10 days and he was like, girl, bye. So yeah, when he said that, I just knew. I was like, okay, he'll probably be on this for like a week or so. But like, no, you are still going. I'm proud
it's
of you.
Crazy.
I think that
no,
it's awesome.
Thank you.
And I think that every day you learn more and you adapt more and then you figure out what you want it to be for you. So like, if yeah. you want to have eggs on a Saturday or Sunday morning, then that's your thing.
And
you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I've been doing. I've been slowly introducing things back into the diet. So, like, for instance, this weekend and then the weekend prior were the only 2 weekends that – so I haven't had it during the week. I've not had any eggs during the week. But the last couple weekends, one meal I've had, like we've had breakfast, mm-hmm. and I had eggs. I did not put cheese on the eggs. I just put – some avocado, which I would have never done before. I put green peppers, mm-hmm. and I put kale. I would have never done that either.
Ever.
And but they were fire. They were amazing. I love avocado. Why didn't y'all tell me avocado was so dang good? It's amazing. Oh my goodness. It's so literally amazing.
So good.
But yeah, so I've done that. And I realized that eggs doesn't make me feel lethargic, doesn't make me feel bad, upset mm-hmm. my stomach. So I'm like, okay, I can incorporate eggs, you know, every so often. Now there is this just egg content, like this faux eggs that I want to try. So I'm going to try to find some today. Because if I find those and I like them, then that's what I'll use. But when we're out and about, if we go to, you know, breakfast or something like that,
yeah,
I got some eggs, I got a nice salad. I got, you know, we shared a pancake, mm-hmm. so there was a little bit of dairy in there, and that's fine. But that's my thing, is that if I can eat plant-based for the most part
mm-hmm.
and feel the way that I'm feeling now, like, then I'm good with that. Like, mm-hmm. I feel great. I feel strong. I went and worked out last night, lifted weights, you know, not last night, but yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I feel just as strong as I did before. Yeah. Like I said, playing basketball, unlimited energy. Bedroom, unlimited energy. It's important because I think that, you know, and it's not saying that to like brag. I'm saying it to
encourage people who might be interested.
If you're having issues with your health and energy levels, and mm-hmm. you know, for one, get your blood checked. Figure out, you know, like what's low. Do you have vitamin D deficiency? You know, is there a vitamin, you know, B12 that you need to be taking, or a D3 that you need to be taking? I've learned so much along this, which has been really, really fascinating. And it's kind of made me, you know, excited to learn
even more,
you know, and it goes along the lines with what she's doing, you know, as mm-hmm. a fitness coach,
learning, you know, all about nutrition.
We're learning all about nutrition together, so that one day, you know, that, you know, I'm always there to back her up. Like, maybe there's somebody that comes to her and says, you know what, I'm vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can be the person behind the scenes that helps. Yeah.
That's
true. You know, who knows?
I don't know what that's like. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, but it's been really cool. But yeah, if you're looking for ways to improve issues with your health, you don't always need a ton of medication. Sometimes you do need medication, but a lot of times you probably don't
change your habits.
Yeah, so I just challenge you to go watch The Game Changers.
Yeah, I need to watch it too. Yeah, still, I haven't watched it.
I challenge you just to watch it. Everybody that's watched it that I've asked, that I told them to watch, like JD watched it. He called me 11:45 that night. I was like, bro, why are you calling so late? He's like, man, I just finished the documentary. I'm going vegan tomorrow, or as close to it as I can.
Yeah.
And he's hit me up almost every day. Bro, I'm still going strong. And
I think that's kind of why I haven't watched it yet.
It's been like 2 weeks where he's been doing it.
I don't feel like I want that reaction.
I know. And I think that it's just, well, I think that it's different though. You're healthy. You're already taking care of yourself really good.
Yeah, like, you know, everything in moderation. I don't even really eat a whole lot of beef or pork.
You don't.
Very rarely.
Chicken is your thing.
Chicken is my thing. And I'm like, Lord, I got to give up chicken. What
but you've also life? Done, but see, Gabrielle has done really, she's been so supportive, and I love you mm-hmm. like crazy for this. Because she has supported me so well. She's made meals for me.
Some fails.
Some fails, but that's all right. I mean, I've made some fails too. But she's tried things that, you know, like for her, she does nutritional yeast on her eggs now mm-hmm. instead of cheese sometimes.
Yeah.
And I put some on broccoli last night.
Oh, it was good.
So good. Mm. But it gives you that cheesy flavor. But I never asked her to do that. Yeah. I'm not asking her to join me on this journey. If she wants to, obviously, great, but if she doesn't, she's healthy. She takes care of herself, and she's my inspiration for wanting to make sure I'm as healthy as possible. Mm-hmm. That's at the end of the day. Like, so we don't have to have the same diet. I think what we learned from this is that we don't have to be on the exact same path to grow together.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Like, we're two different people. We have two different sets of goals, but ultimately, one of our biggest goals is to live as long as possible mm-hmm. together.
Yep. Be as healthy as we can. You know, just be here. And ultimately, like, we have no control over that. But we got to do our part. You know what I'm saying? So,
we can't eat like crap every day and not work out and then expect God to be like, you know, God, well, look, I know I'm really unhealthy, but...
Yeah, you know, so we're doing our part. But that is a really good point. Like, we can grow together going different ways or doing different methods, because everything doesn't work for everybody. You have to find what works for you. Exactly. So yeah, it's been really interesting, like totally interesting journey. And it's crazy because I've had vegan cookbooks just sitting collecting dust.
It's so interesting because but that's how God works, though. Uh-huh. You know, God works. God puts things in your. You know, there's things that I would. You know that, and that shows growth. You know, like for me, is there's things that I saw when she did the 21 day cleanse or whatever. What's the name of that book?
It was what was it.
21 day detox or something.
It was the 22 day. Y'all know when Beyonce was vegan and her and Jay-Z was talking about being vegan. It was that guy. I did his little vegan thing. I made it 10 days, but it was like vegan, like raw.
It was a whole food.
I had like walnut tacos.
I didn't even try it with her. I was not interested. No. And see, that's, but now when we go out to eat, we go to Red Robin, y'all. Y'all know I love a Red Robin, Royal Red Robin with an egg. Y'all know I love that. I go there, I get this, it's called Keep It Simple. It's a veggie and quinoa burger. Mm-hmm. Throw an egg on it, some avocado, tomatoes, and it's fire. It's amazing.
It's good.
But I look forward to getting that stuff now. Yeah. I don't miss the other stuff. And that, don't get me wrong, sometimes I do. But for the most part, I'm able to, that's usually when I'm really hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, and you have the Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger.
He said, well, yeah, I think I tasted a bite of it.
You did. You tasted the Impossible Burger. Yeah, and I've had some Beyond Meat, which tastes really, really good. I had that for tacos, and it was amazing. I've had seitan. I've had tofu. I have not had tempeh yet.
Tempeh's so good.
I want to get some tempeh. But it's been fun, y'all. I figured out the Captain Crunch are vegan friendly. Now, obviously.
This is one thing. Babe has been doing the most with these vegan sweets. If he bring another vegan cupcake in this mug, a vegan white cake, a vegan cookie dough, that's like the first thing. He has gotten better, but he, like the first thing he did, he went from meat to all the vegan sweets.
It's crazy though. I was craving sugar. Yeah. Like I was craving carbs.
I was like, eat a piece of fruit.
I was craving carbs and sugar, and ultimately my mind went to the bad stuff, not fruit or not. Yeah. So I was craving it. My body was craving it. And it's because I don't think I was getting enough nutrients. I need more carbs being vegan, like, you know, eating plant-based. I need more carbs. And I'm eating a lot of carbs per day, less protein than I was, and about the same fats. And I've slimmed down. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's proving to me that you can have a high carb diet.
Oh, absolutely.
And lose weight.
About the quality. Yeah. Plant-based
are, you know, the athletes and the game changers there. Mm-hmm. You should see how cut they are, especially the bodybuilder that's in there. I follow him. He eats a lot of carbs a day.
Yeah.
And he weighs like 180. He only eats about 140 or 150 grams of protein, but he eats like 300 and something carbs a day.
That's crazy.
And he is, you've seen him.
Yeah. I mean, he's jacked.
So it's like, it's just, it's fascinating. It's been really cool to learn. And, but you have to figure out how it works for your body, how it works for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the vegan story.
Yeah, I figured it'd be nice to kind of just share the backstory of how it's been for him or why he was even interested, and encourage maybe some of you, if you've thought about it, maybe just trying to go plant-based for like a week, just see how it feels, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried it yet, but let me know how it goes for you,
exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
If we have any, you know, vegetarians or people that are vegan out there, and you have some tips or some suggestions,
we'd love
or some
to see
resources,
those.
Like share them down below in the comments. Like that would be awesome. You know, tweet us or anything like that. You can tweet us at Let's Make Out Podcast. You can comment on our Facebook page at Let's Make Out Pod.
Yeah.
Let's Make Out Podcast.
Yes.
Is Facebook, but on Twitter it's Let's Make Out Pod.
Exactly.
You can hit us up on Instagram at Let's Make Out Podcast. If you've got any tips, suggestions, things for us, you know.
Yeah, we'd love to because we've had a lot of good support in the comments on the vlogs, because a lot of you said that you're eating vegan or you've been vegan or you try to eat plant-based, and so that's been really cool to see all the encouragement. And you know, I've not seen one negative thing, honestly, from anybody in the comments about doing it. I think that
I'm like, what is there to say negative
but I think that, you know, I think that whatever works for you works for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in trying something, do your research, you know, talk to people that are doing it, don't let anybody tell you that you're wrong for wanting to try it, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's so many, there's going to be so many people that believe the other way. And it's okay if they believe that way. There's nothing wrong with that. But do not let, never let them tell you that, sway you on something that you really want to try. If you want to try it, try it. You want to go to an all red meat diet, that's what you really want to do, whatever. That's up to you.
Yeah, yeah. You got to figure that out for you.
But you got to figure out for you. So, yeah. So.
Cool. Well, I think that that's it for today's episode. We promise that we will be back with the next episode. We will have an Ask Gabe and Babe. So.
Yes.
If you have any questions, scenarios, predicaments that you find yourself in that you would love to have our input on, we are not professionals. We can only speak from our experience, but you know, sometimes it's nice to just hear from somebody on the outside, like a different perspective. So you can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com and you can put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so that we'll know that this is something you want us to cover on the podcast. You can also, you know, tweet us, all of that good stuff, all any type of social media you want to get us this question.
Exactly.
And we will bring those back.
Absolutely. Very soon. Make sure you go over to iTunes if you're listening there. Make sure you rate us. We appreciate that. You guys got killer support over there, so we really appreciate that.
Yes.
Anywhere else that you can rate us that you're listening, we would, you know, obviously appreciate it. Yeah. So and keep the ideas coming. We are making a list, checking it twice.
I know.
And find out which one of y'all podcast topics are
naughty or nice.
Naughty or nice. yeah, so again, thank you so much for listening and watching, and we will talk to you
later.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.